Hi there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, and I'm going to help you get enough hours to work on your business, prioritize your time, establish a no-guilt work-life balance, and set up the family routines that hold it all together. This is your mom life transformation time, and today we're talking about why you can never finish that to-do list, plus the productivity hack you should do instead if you're short on time as a mom. And if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day every day back for yourself and your business when you work with me. No, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me. And I want to get you to that place too. So book yourself a free call and get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. Now, listen, you're not supposed to be checking off every single one of those 50-item whole house cleaning lists. That is for bored single housekeepers or empty nesters. This is why you never have enough time in your cleaning schedule as a mom, because the system wasn't designed for you to ever cross it all off. How does that sound? Freeing or super duper annoying? If it's freeing, then there's nothing more you have to do. Just ditch the quote unquote rules and enjoy yourself. But if you got grouchy at the thought that those list makers might not have your best cleaning interests at heart, here's what I want you to do. Come up with your own must-do list of seasonal essential cleaning. Come on, do you really think you need to dust those flan blades once a quarter or else? But on the other hand, you might swear by a quarterly freezer cleanout or pantry reorg. The point is, do what works for you and don't let anyone else pile more chores on top of that. So when you look at your own cleaning schedule, but take a minute and pull it up. What do you see on that list? What jumps out at you? Do you have a bunch of useful, I would forget this if I didn't have a reminder chores? Or is it mostly comprised of, well, they say I should be doing this, so I guess I better put it on here kind of chores? You've got to make the call. Free yourself, because they sure aren't doing it for you. Make sure that you fully approve of each and every item on that cleaning list. By which I mean, you would be complaining about the state of your pantry for a week if you didn't have the scheduled reminder to overhaul it, aka you are the person reminding yourself to do it. It's not that you would never notice if one of those tasks hadn't gotten done. So only put on there the tasks that you would be ticked that didn't get done. Now, that means your homework for today is to unbusy your seasonal, monthly, or quarterly cleaning to-do list. Just clear it out of all the unnecessary, because I should, everybody must be doing it, tasks it's stuffed full with, okay? Return it to the helpful state of things I actually want to do every so often, but don't need to be doing every month, right? Because remember, you have a good instinct here. Your intuition is leading you correctly. If you're kind of questioning whether a task is meant to be on your list, it probably isn't. So go do that clear out. And if you need to cut the overwhelm from your work-at-home mom life without ignoring the cooking, the cleaning, or the kids, I've got just the thing for you. Get 3 hours a day every day back for yourself and for your business when you work with me. No, it's not too good to be true because I've got five kids and mom life is easy for me. And I want to get you to that place too. So book yourself your free call and get started on being a super work-at-home mom the no-stress way. And I can't wait to see you. That's all for now. Have a wonderful day.